And good afternoon, GRN listeners across the South and Central Texas listening area. This is your live, this is your local program. This is In His Vineyard. I'm Gordy Zambrano, your general manager for the Guadalupe Radio Network South and Central Texas listening area. You can hear this program every Monday at noon right here on your local GRN station, online at grnonline.com, or on the free Guadalupe Radio Network app. Would like to invite everybody to join us on Facebook. Our page is at GRN South and Central TX. GRN South and Central TX. Hit that like, follow button so you know everything that we're doing. Want to thank everyone tuning in from Marble Falls, Fredericksburg, Kerrville, Uvalde, and of course, right here in San Antonio. We're grateful that you have decided to spend this hour joining us and getting caught up on all things Catholic in South and Central Texas. Now, on this program, as you know, we try to bring you a variety of informative discussions highlighting different people, ministries, events going on in the Archdiocese of San Antonio and, of course, parts of the Diocese of Austin. On today's program, St. Mary Magdalene is in the house, and I'm so excited because Father Will Combs is here, and he's going to lead us in prayer shortly. Romeo is here. Antonio is here. Marcelino. And everybody's sitting here at the studio, and I'll tell you what, it's going to be a great show today. We're going to be talking about Lent, and Father Will Combs is going to give us some insight as to, you know, how Lent should go for us, what we should be doing for Lent, how we should be going through Lent. And, you know, we're going to talk about Easter and some of the things going on at St. Mary Magdalene. So always love having St. Mary Magdalene right there on Clower Street here in the studio. But before that, of course, we want to start our program the way we always do. And that's in prayer. And so as we pray, let's ask the Lord to make his will known to you and for the grace to accomplish his will in loving obedience. Want to pray for Archbishop Gustavo, our archdiocese, of course, Bishop Gary Yannick, Bishop Arturo Cepeda, and also retired Bishop Michael Boulette. All of our priests, our deacons, seminarians, our nuns, our religious, and of course, our country, our world. What's good with everything that's going on in our world right now? My goodness, need lot and lots of prayers. And of course, want to pray for our first responders out there. So let's go ahead and get started with Father Will Combs. Father, if you'll lead us in prayer.
Gladly. And thank you. Thank you, Gordy, for the privilege to be here. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we praise you and bless you and thank you for all of creation, revelation of your great love for us, and the greatest revelation of your love with the gift of life, the gift of eternal life, the gift of your Son, who became flesh and dwells among us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your perfect, yes, your perfect fiat to our Father's will, which is the release of the Holy Spirit. So we pray, come Holy Spirit, fill the church with your glory, renew the face of the earth in the special season of spiritual renewal of Lent, leading to the passion of Holy Week. Lord Jesus, we welcome you in our midst, you in our sharing, and we pray that indeed you perfect our fiat to the will of our Father. So Blessed Mother Mary, pray for us that indeed we be worthy of all the promises of your Son, and that God's will be done in San Antonio and Texas and the United States and in the world, the whole earth as it is in heaven. And we thank you with anticipation, Lord, to your answer to this prayer. You're guiding us. You're guiding us with the gift of the Holy Spirit that comes to renew the face of the earth. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Father Will Combs. We're going to be turning to Father here in just a second, but as you know, I like to go through my intro and let you know about things that are coming up. Well, for one is we have our Spring Share-a-thon. That is right around the corner. If you've heard my announcements out there, our Spring Share-a-thon is going to be the March 23rd through the 27th. And it's at that time that we ask you to, you know, call in your pledge, your one time or your monthly donation that you can pledge at any time during that week. And, you know, it's going to be a great share-a-thon. We're really looking forward to this spring share-a-thon. It's going to kick off, of course, you know, our our year. And usually the Spring Share-a-thon, you know, as we're going through Spring Share-a-thon, you know, it's such a blessing to see all of those pledges come in. And our theme is, get this, Father Will, our theme is the Great Reset of 2026.
Oh, wow.
Resetting our minds in the heart of Christ.
Amen.
That is it's a long theme, but it makes sense. It's the Great Reset. And this is, of course, for our 2026 Spring Share-a-thon, March 23rd through the 27th. I'm looking forward to, you know, making my calls and, you know, hearing the calls that come in, especially from South and Central Texas. You know, while I'm going to be on the air with Kimberly, our hours are usually 9 or 10 a.m. in the morning for an hour. And then we usually do a 1 or 2 o'clock, maybe 2 or 3 o'clock. But once that schedule comes out, I'll be able to put that out on Facebook. But again, it's our Spring Share-a-thon. It kicks off our year, helps us to get through this first quarter. And, you know, anytime and every time you donate or make a pledge to the Guadalupe Radio Network, you're supporting Catholic Radio. You're helping to keep Catholic Radio alive and on the air. And what a necessity Catholic Radio is. I've had deacons tell me, hey, it's an extension of the pulpit. And, you know, that's so, to hear that, you know, from a deacon, even a priest, it's really cool. And so we want to keep our work going. And of course, you know, bring you the great content that we bring you through EWTN and all the programs that you get to hear here on the Guadalupe Radio Network. The other thing I want to mention, and this is a big one. This is the 2026 19th annual, 19 years, Father Will Combs, Fishers of Men Dinner. And I'll tell you what, the Fishers of Men Dinner, you know, there's a lot of work that goes into this dinner. It's Thursday, April the 9th, and that is going to be from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Doors are going to open at 6:30. It's going to be at Holy Trinity Banquet Hall right there on Huebner Road. And this year's keynote speaker is Matthew Leonard. If you haven't heard about Matthew Leonard, keep tuning in because we're going to be airing, or we have aired, his talks, a couple of his talks. Last week he was on my show. And if you know Matthew Leonard, he is the founder of the Science of Sainthood. And Matthew Leonard is a very notable speaker, author, and of course, podcaster. Who has also written, produced, and directed, you know, a best-selling series. So you're going to want to be there to hear Matthew Leonard. He's a great orator, and I know you're going to enjoy that. Our honoree is Father Carlos Velasquez from San Fernando Cathedral. Father Will Combs knows Father Carlos. And so we're going to be honoring Father Carlos Velasquez that night. And to buy your table, it's real easy. All you got to do is go into grnonline.com/events. And once you're in the events tab, actually, I'm going in there right now because once you're in the events tab, you're going to see Fishers of Men Dinner. And then you're going to choose, of course, South and Central TX 2026 Fishers of Men Dinner. And right now, we've sold many tables. There's still some left. And so you want to go in there and take advantage of that. Each table seats 10. And I'll tell you what, Kimberly and I just went to absolutely delicious catering, picked out the menu. And of course, with every Fishers of Men Dinner, we only serve steak. So we picked out the best filet you could ever have. And they got this new cowboy sauce that that goes on top, complements that steak. You're going to love it. You're going to fall in love with it. And we're also going to have some great mashed potatoes, some sides, some caramel glazed carrots. Oh, man, I'm just talking about it. I'm getting hungry. And the desserts are incredible. So if anything, come for the food, come for the talk. Come to honor Father Carlos Velasquez. It's going to be a great night. And so I urge you to go into grnonline.com, hit the events tab, or you can put grnonline.com/events, go into South and Central TX 2026 Fishers of Men Benefit Dinner. And of course, listen in for the share-a-thon that's going to be coming up soon. Okay, so Father Will, I turn my attention to you and your crew, and I'm going to switch the camera off me because I don't need it on me, but let me go right to left, right? And Romeo is first up on deck. We'll get Father Will last, but Romeo, welcome to the program. Hit your blue button there and tell us a little bit about what you do over at St. Mary Magdalene, why you're here, and some of the things that that you do over at St. Mary Magdalene.
Move with the microphone.
There you go. Yeah.
Do you have a couple of days?
I knew you were going to say that. Yes.
Men in Christ, we meet every Saturday morning and pray the rosary and go over scriptures. And we're prepared to listen to the homily and the scriptures the following Sunday Mass. So it's a great way of formation for the men in Christ. Everybody is invited 7 o'clock in the morning till 9:30.
Every Saturday.
Every Saturday, yes. Great formation and just great brotherhood. We also go to the hospitals and we pray. We visit homes also, all the poor and the sick. So it's a great ministry.
That's a fantastic ministry.
Yes, it is.
And
yes,
let me remind our audience too. All of you are from St. Mary Magdalene. That's why we're gonna have Father go last here. But the first shall be last. The last shall be first.
Yes.
Antonio, you put this all together, and you said, Gordy, we need to come on your program. We need to talk about the 300 Men's March. We need to talk about Lent. There's so much to talk about, and we're gonna pack it all in this hour. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Antonio. Why you're here.
Yes, Gordy, Gordon, thank you for having us. Well, we're here to invite the men to the 300 March in May 9. We're going to have more information later on. But like Romeo was saying, the three of us with Marcelino, myself and him, we're part of the Men in Christ. And we're also part of a different men's group at St. Mary Magdalene. The Father Will keeps encouraging us. It's good to... for men to be together and pray together. We're part of the Men in Christ, the Fulton Sheen group, and also the Knights of Columbus.
Fulton Sheen, yeah.
Yes, okay. And we pray together, we grow together, because faith is a personal journey, but it's also a community journey.
I went to the 300 Men March last year. Father Will, I got to see Father Will and march behind him, and I think it's a great event. We're going to talk about that, but it is Saturday, May the 9th, and there's more information we're going to cover. But Marcelino, how are you doing today?
How are you doing, Gordy?
Doing good. Tell us a little bit about what you do over at St. Mary Magdalene.
Sure. So my name is Marcelino Gutierrez, and as Romeo and Antonio said, so I'm part of the Men in Christ, the Fulton Sheen. I also represent the military and veteran community at St. Mary Magdalene.
Nice.
So I know.
Father Will, you got all the bases covered.
And the Knights of Columbus as well.
And the KFC,
Yes. So I've been invited by these wonderful men. So I'm actually a revert Catholic.
Are you?
And so 4 years at St. Mary Magdalene, and these gentlemen here at this table has welcomed me with open arms. And I can't stress enough how important it is to be amongst other men who are faithful, because I'm learning so much from these gentlemen. And and I look forward to every Saturday morning. My wife is so surprised that I'm getting up at 6 a.m. every Saturday morning.
You're on fire.
Yes. So these gentlemen
you were
here,
born Catholic, left, and came back.
Yes.
A reversion. I love that.
Yes.
We need to talk more about your on-firedness, but we got to introduce the man of the hour, Father Will Combs. I love that when Father Will Combs comes on. And Antonio, thank you for organizing this, because, Father, you do so much over at St. Mary Magdalene. Yeah, the 300 Men March is huge.
Yes. Oh, and it's a great need. We really need every man to come. We need every feet marching against the culture of death and marching for the culture of life. It's the Lord who's raising up his men. And so really, he's the man of the hour. He's the man of every hour. He's the Lord of all.
Right.
He's coming. He's coming. The King is coming, and he's coming with the kingdom. And he wants his kingdom to come through you and me. And certainly we need all the ladies out there to encourage you men to come on May 9th. It'll start with Mass at 8 o'clock, and then we'll be marching. We'll be marching around the church, which is an image of marching on 410, 1604, and the ends of the earth. It really is the Lord's battle. The battle belongs to the Lord. And so it's very important that we learn the battle plans. So it's important that we really come with that humble heart, willing to learn. Jesus says, come to me and learn learn from me, for my heart is meek and humble.
Yeah.
And you'll find rest. And we really do pray that the Holy Spirit rest upon us as we're preparing for Pentecost in the month of May. This is the month of March. And my March is the month of marching. We're marching March, you know, to prepare for the great Easter of April that really leads almost to the anticipation of the coming of the Holy Spirit, the coming of the kingdom. And we are called to prepare the way of the Lord. So right. We need every man to come, are all welcome to march against the culture of death. And there's much more to say about the culture of death today, for sure. And we are conquerors where sin increases, grace abounds, and we're conquerors by his love.
That's
and
right.
Nothing can separate us from his love. It's the civilization of love. It's the culture of life. We need to march for and really open wide the doors for all hearts to accept Jesus, who comes as the king, and the king comes with a kingdom. The kingdom of love that endures forever. And you're part of the good news. We need everyone to be part of the good news.
And that is great news. And, you know, the 300 men's march is Saturday, May 9th, 8 a.m. Mass, 9 a.m. Divine Mercy Chaplet. You're going to do the DMC?
Yes. DMC.
The DMC. We do it every day at 3 o'clock.
That's right.
10 a.m. Rosary, 10:30 a.m. Talks and Testimony, and 11 a.m. Fellowship. I had the best...
Fideo
loco I've ever had in my whole entire life at St. Mary Magdalene after the men's march.
That's right. Well, we really want to honor all parishes. We need every single church community. I want to honor all the communities out there. You know, we're all one church. We're all called to be of one heart, one mind, one body in Christ. Every member is important.
That's
everyone's
right.
necessary. That's right. It's a beautiful thought that we're part of God's plan. You know, we're part of God's will, that he created all of us and each of us very unique. Only you can love Jesus with your love. No one else can love Jesus with your love but you, you know, and
that's
we
right.
all have a unique way of loving. We're all personal. We're unique and united, like many members, one body. And so every member is important. As we march together, there's a whole history in the Catholic Church of marches. I'm thinking of like 1964 in Brazil, where you had this this atheist communist who wanted to take over the whole nation and make it an atheist nation.
Right.
And they got out in the streets and they used the weapon, the rosary.
The rosary, yes.
You know, as they said, in fact, he was kind of funny. He's like, the rosary is a bunch of old ladies, you know. And so 20,000 women showed up praying the rosary, disturbed their communist rally. And then they got up to like the 1 million, you know, marching together, praying the rosary. And that poor guy, he ran for his life. You know, he was exiled and left.
He had no chance.
He had no chance. So, I mean, there's just beautiful stories like that throughout the history of the church. Of using the weapons, you know, and yeah, one of the great weapons, like David's slingshot is this rosary, you know, which is, you know, five stones, okay, five mysteries, you know, and then you walk through the birth, life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. It's just a very simple way of going back to basics, which is the gospel. The gospel is the good news, and the good news keeps getting better and better and better and better.
I love that.
we need everyone. We need everyone's feet, all men's
That's
feet.
Right.
And if I can, I can keep going. But this is important. This is important.
We got about a minute till our first break. Keep going, Father.
Open wide your ears. Okay, here we go. This is 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8 says, here's St. Paul, and I amen to his wish. He says, it is my wish, then, that in every place the men should pray, lifting up holy hands without anger or argument. We really, the power of unity, the power of agreement, as Jesus says, where two or more pray in agreement, whatever they ask my Father in heaven shall be granted to them. And we're praying in agreement with our Father's will. Things happen.
That's right.
Mountains move. Hearts are opened. And the King comes with the kingdom.
Wow. Profound.
And good news, huh?
And very good news. You know, and we're going to go to a break here. So, during this break, I'd like everybody to start thinking about, you know, Lent, because I want to come back and talk about Lent, the Lent. So we're in it right now.
That's right.
So hang tight, everybody. We'll be right back.
Do Join us in praying an Our Father for seminarians and all who are discerning their vocation. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hi friends, I'm Matthew Leonard, author, speaker, and founder of The Science of Sainthood. I'm excited to join you as your keynote speaker for GRN's 19th annual Fishers of Men Benefit Dinner on Thursday, April 9th from 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Holy Trinity Banquet Hall. I look forward to our time together as we celebrate Catholic radio on GRN in the South and Central Texas listening area. To learn more and to register, visit grnonline.com/FOM. I'll see you soon.
Hi, I'm Nick De La Torre, host of Morning Joy. There's one thing that every single person desires, and that is to be happy. God wants us to be happy too, not only in eternity, but even here and now. Since there's nothing more important than our eternal happiness and the eternal happiness of our loved ones, we must learn how we can be happy, both now and for eternity. Listen starting at 6 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Eastern, and subscribe to the Morning Joy podcast.
Oh, hey, Mater, where are you towing that car?
Just making a tax-deductible car donation to the Guadalupe Radio Network. Man, that GRN is a life changer.
Well, that's charitable of you.
And did I mention tax-deductible?
To be like Mater and donate your car, call 866-628-2277 or visit grnonline.com and click on Donate. Man, you'll get a tax deduction.
And just like that, we are back. Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to In His Vineyard. I'm Gordy Zambrano, General Manager for the Guadalupe Radio Network, South and Central Texas listening area. We're so glad you joined us. Glad to have you from Marble Falls, Fredericksburg, Kerrville, Uvalde, and of course right here in San Antonio. What a joy today has been, and a joy. It's Lent. And I'm so excited. I mean, when I say joy and I say Lent, you know, it is, and we're going to talk about this, but I want to talk about Lent next with Father Will Combs here. He's here with the dudes from St. Magdalene Catholic Church over there off Clower Street. We got Romeo here. We got Antonio here, Marcelino, and of course, Father Will Combs. And they've got their 300 men's march coming up. That's why they're here to talk about that. And we did talk about it. We'll talk about it again on the back end. But, it is Saturday, May the 9th. If you need more information, go to stmarymagdalenesa.org. It's real easy. stmarymagdalenesa.org. And you can find all the information regarding the 300 Men's March. And, also want to remind everybody about our 19th annual Fishers of Men dinner with Speaker Matthew Leonard and Honorary Father Carlos Velasquez. Please go get your tickets. Go get your table at grnonline.com/events. Click on South and Central TX and Fishers of Men Benefit Dinner, and you can find your ticket information there. So, Father Will Combs, let's talk about Lent, because what a special time of the year it is. And, you know, every year I put my sign up, He is risen and it is done. And, you know, I do that on that Sunday, mm-hmm. that he rises up. But let's talk about Lent and how we as Catholics should be preparing and going through.
Yes, that's right. I mean, think about it. You know, before May 9th is March 9th. That's today. You know?
That's right.
You know, and all of San Antonio is covered in fog, you know, and fog stands for F-O-G, which means the favor of God, you know,
I've never heard that.
Oh, yeah. We're in the cloud of the Holy Spirit. You know, this is the Holy Spirit's coming down and he's truly alive. And so rejoice. Sin is increasing. Grace is abounding. And that's why as we find ourselves in a world full of war, that Pope Leo the 14th has dedicated this year as a jubilee year to honor the 800th anniversary of Saint Francis of Assisi, who really calls us to be instruments of peace, Peace is more powerful than war. Lent is all about giving up and giving in. You know, we got to give up our sins and give in to let Christ be the Lord of our thoughts, words, actions, relations, decisions, the Lord of life. The Lord of again, the King is coming. He's taking back the world and saying, you know, it belongs to my Father in heaven. So we begin Lent with, you know, ashes on our forehead, which means we really have to put to death the old man. You know, the stinky thinking, the hardened heart, the fallen flesh. We have a fallen nature that we've inherited from our original sin. Okay, the eternal consequences have been removed from baptism, and we constantly have to renew our baptism. That's why when we enter the church, we dip our finger in holy water. It's a reminder of renewing our baptismal vows, which is all about renouncing and believing. You know, we renounce the flesh, the world, and the devil, and we believe in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And there's a major cosmic war going on between heaven and hell, and we're right in the middle. You ever thought about it? That we're right in between two infinities. There's the infinity that goes into outer space, and there's an infinity that goes into interior space. You know, space gets smaller and smaller and smaller forever, while space gets bigger and bigger. And we're right in between these two infinities. We're right in the midst of a huge battle between good and evil, truth and lies.
We're in the danger zone.
We're in the danger zone. And the Lord commands us to not be afraid. Because the battle belongs to the Lord, and we simply have to listen and obey his plan. Listen, learn, and obey his. Listen, learn, and live. Live his divine will on earth as it is in heaven. So Jesus defeated the devil in the Garden of Gethsemane when he said three times, Father, thy will be done. When we learn to totally surrender and let God be God, then he'll come with his kingdom.
Wow. You guys get to hear this every Sunday. We're all sitting here looking at Father Will like, oh my goodness, that's true. So Lent for us, I mean, we give up, right?
We have to give up things.
Yeah, is it we give up to gain?
That's right. Give up to gain for sure. I mean, right. So to give up the flesh, the world, and the devil, you know, and the flesh is definitely the fallen flesh is just the selfishness. Yeah. You know, the greed, the gluttony, the laziness, the lust, you know, and it's easy to get caught up with our cravings and our compulsions and our addictions, you know, and we constantly have to put to death the flesh, you know. Yeah. The world is just trying to be, we have to produce and perform, you know, we have to prove ourselves. And so we're constantly having to make more money to spend more money. And that's the definition of happiness. And we're all miserable. It's the world. And so learning to take the vows, so to overcome the flesh with a vow of chastity, overcoming the world with voluntary poverty, simplicity. We don't need much to be happy. Right. I mean, just look at the birds in the sky, how they fly and how they sing. Isn't that beautiful? I mean, who created all this?
Yeah.
There's a joy in it, right? There's an amazing joy. We don't have to be entertained with Netflix. So we can just go outside and just look and with contemplative eyes, right? Just this beautiful. And then, of course, we overcome the devil. By truly believing and surrendering to the will of God, doing the will of God, you know. And so that's why this is so important that we're learning the word of God, the worship of God, the works of God. So we're overcoming the flesh, the world, and the devil. And again, the devil's full of lies. He's the father of lies, and he's a loser. He's a major loser.
That.
Lawless loser, and he's full of lies. And so we just constantly have to press the delete button on him, you know, give all the attention to Jesus, you know?
I had a friend of mine who said, you know, be careful what you say because they're always listening.
Yeah, and they're all defeated too.
And I'm like, well, they're going to hear goodness out of me and how, you know, God can defeat them at any time.
They're under the feet of Jesus, and that's where they belong.
You know? Exactly.
They've been crushed.
Well, you know, and we're talking about the 300 Men's March, but, you know, during Lent, like you said, this is a time where, you know, we give up, we give up something, right, to be better.
Yes.
And, you know, like for me, I was getting frustrated. I was noticing myself getting frustrated in traffic more and more. And so I said, Lord, I'm going to give that up. I'm not going to get frustrated anymore. I'm not going to, you know, listen to talk radio or whatever. You know, so we give up things so that we can be better.
Yeah.
And it does feel a lot better for me. It does.
Yes.
And, you know, as I'm going through Lent and, you know, the promises we make to God and to Jesus, you know, they're worth something. They're worth something to us because it turns us into better people.
Corey, thank you for your witness. It's a beautiful witness that we really have to learn to have that serenity to accept the things we cannot change. When we're driving, We can't change other drivers.
Exactly.
So be at peace. Take a deep breath. Yeah. God's with you. And if God's with you, who can be against you?
That's right. It's simply
surrendering to the will of God. So Lord, grant me the serenity. Grant me the peace to accept the things I cannot change. Yeah, to accept the cross, but most of all, to accept Jesus.
Yeah.
In him, we lack for nothing. And we have peace. He's the Prince of Peace. And so again, this is the year of St. Francis of Assisi. Instruments of peace, overcoming war with peace, you know, overcoming evil with good, overcoming hatred with love. And I'm kind of hogging this. So I've got these wonderful three servants here that can really probably add to this about giving up so we can truly let the Lord give in to God's great kingdom. God wants his kingdom to come through you and me. And he's waiting for our amen. Fiat. Yes, let it be so. Asiseya. That we would truly surrender and let God be God.
And Father Will Combs, you know, we mentioned, you know, God always goes after his lost sheep, right? Yes. Marcelino came back a revert. So you see how I did that? I spun it.
Holy Spirit.
So, you know, the Holy Spirit, works through all of us. But Marcelino, the Holy Spirit worked through you and said, come back to me. And what was that like?
Well, I had to let him in. Yeah. I had to invite him in. And so after my military service, I was dealing a lot with PTSD and the addiction, the addiction to a lot of vices that I was shameful of. And I was so tired of that life that I said, help me. I sat at the edge of my, I have a testimony on YouTube and TikTok and everything. So I'm a social media person that I like to evangelize through that. And so I sat at the edge of my bed one evening and I said, God, I don't want to live like this anymore. I need your help. I don't want to do this and I can't do this alone. And as coming back and going to the Men in Christ groups, and I realized that, and Father Will and many of his homilies is we can't do this alone. No. We do this alone, we're going to fail. Mm-hmm. And I was a living testimony of that. It wasn't until I said, God, come into my life, I need you, that I really overcame these addictions. I overcame selfishness. Right. I brought God into my family. We go to confession regularly. We go to mass every single Sunday. My son texted me the other day, what time's our confession? I'm like, oh my God.
Wow. That is beautiful.
I'm like, it's between you and God. I'm just happy that you realize that, hey, I sin and I need to go repent my sins. Yeah. And these gentlemen here have taught me that. Yeah. These men in Christ have taught me how to pray the rosary. I've never in my entire life knew how to pray the rosary until, you know, Romeo and his men in Christ group. Yeah. And so I bring that into my house. So everything that I learn in this community of men and from Father Will and from St. Mary Magdalene, I bring into my house so that I can bring my family with me to heaven.
You know, and it's about, like you said, it's inviting them in. And, you know, I think as Catholics, it's okay to admit things. Yes, like, you know, I never prayed the Divine Mercy Chaplet. Me personally, Gordy Zambrano. Mm-hmm. I knew about the Divine Mercy Chaplet, but I didn't really know about it. Mm-hmm. And when you ask the Holy Spirit to open your eyes and your ears, he starts bringing things to you that you're like, wow, I knew that was there, but I never opened that book up, you know? And I think it's about that, like you said, the birds in the sky. Don't get out of Netflix and series and binge watching and go outside and look at what he created.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful. Mm. And, you know, also Marcelino, I'm sure, you know, Romeo and Antonio, where you get support. He brings the right support to you so that you're not fighting this battle alone. You know, and so I don't know if Romeo and Antonio want to talk about some of the things that happened over at St. Mary Magdalene, because I know you guys have had many, many prisoners who have said, hey, I need help. How can you help me? Can you help me, brother? Right?
Gordon. I want to point out that at St. Mary Magdalene, our motto is belong, believe, and become beloved disciples that make more disciples.
And I like that.
Yes, and Father Will on this Sunday, he was in this Sunday's bulletin. He was reminding us of how we need to be a little bit more disciplined with our time and our actions. And if you see discipline and discipleship intertwine, and help us cultivate a spiritual growth that we can grow closer to Christ. And on this Sunday bulletin, Father Will reminded us how important it is to manage our time, especially with our phones. Instead of looking up to heaven, we're looking down on our phones, and it's separating us from our faith and from our families. Instead of bringing us closer to the to our loved ones, it's separating us. I just want to read from our bulletin the Father Will wrote, let us learn how to manage our time well. This land, let us learn how to be true worshipers of spirit and truth and seek first the kingdom of God. One of my favorite Bible verse.
Ooh, yeah.
Matthew 6:33. I know we all know John 3:16, right?
Oh, but, yeah.
But if
For he loved the world so much, he sent his own. Yeah.
Yes, but if there's a second Bible verse that every Catholic should know, it's Matthew 6:33. Yeah, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Well, there's still time here on earth, you know, because sometimes we think we're going to live forever. We're walking through life that, you know what, I still have time. But sometimes we don't have that much time.
Right. You know, you mentioned phones, you know, get our head, our eyes out of our phones. I have a story because back in like 2010, 2012, like when phones really started getting a lot of power in there, you could read, you know, a bunch of stuff on it. A friend of mine got upset at another friend of mine and said, hey, why don't you, you know, put your phone down during adoration? My, my other friend said, I'm reading scripture on my phone. That's I'm not on my phone socially. I'm reading scripture. So I think there was an understanding period where we had to seek to understand before being understood. And that's how powerful these phones are. But if you use them for the right reason, right, the truth will come out. Oh, I was, your story reminded me of that. I don't know why. But
and I just want to add, if you're a parent and your child has a phone, keep an eye on what your child is texting and looking on their phone. You'll be amazed what they're exposed to. And Father Will was reminding us, like, no children under the age of 15 and 16 should have a phone.
No.
And if they do have a phone, you need to be aware of the time and place that they're using the
phone. And put some guardrails on it. Now
This is called the bark phone or the gab phone, where it's just... Yeah. Is just calls and texts and maybe Google Map. That's it. No social media.
So. Yes. Right. Well, we're going to take a break here soon, but you know, Father Will, let's continue this conversation because you know we are talking about Lent, the Lenten season, and Marcelino, thank you for that testimony. That was beautiful. You know, at St. Mary Magdalene, I want to get into this discussion because you have the 300 Men's March coming up, but you have so much. You've done so much over there, Father Will, through the works of the Holy Spirit. That parish has just grown. It is a parish that is, you know, just blossoming.
Oh, thanks to God, right? So who am I? I mean, right, or who are we? You know, it's God. It's God. Yeah. It's God's that where it's His work, and it's just simply learning to surrender and say, okay, God, we give you permission to do Your will on earth as it is in heaven. That's what it's all about.
And He's doing it through Father Will Combs and through all of your, you know, past, through all of your parishioners.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's so beautiful to see that and the ministries that you have over there. And I see that at different parishes, right?
Yeah.
Some I see just are just flourishing and they're at such a high level. That's St. Mary Magdalene. And, you know, I see other parishes that, you know, they're kind of touch and go, but they haven't gotten there yet. But it's beautiful to see that, you know, that flower blooming. Yeah, within the parishes. And so, you know, I think during this Lent season, and I really want to get into discussing, like, you know, what should we be doing during Lent? Besides, you know, saying, I'm going to give this up, I'm going to give that up. Okay. What else should we be doing that maybe we need to hear?
Great.
Yeah. And, you know, discuss. Because as we go through Lent, I'm not going to. Somebody put a Facebook thing out there and said, you know, you don't eat meat on Fridays because it's a sin, but you can, you know, sleep with people before you get married. You know, and it's like, we're being attacked again, but we're used to those attacks. We're going to talk about that when we get back. Sit tight, everybody.
Hi, this is Matthew Leonard, author, speaker, and founder of The Science of Sainthood. Join me for this year's Fishers of Men Benefit Dinner in San Antonio, where I'll be your keynote speaker. We'll be at Holy Trinity Banquet Hall, Thursday, April 9th from 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. Together, let's celebrate Catholic Radio on the GRN, and this year's honoree, Father Carlos Velasquez, rector for San Fernando Cathedral. Register now at grnonline.com/FOM. See you there.
Holding the door, letting somebody off the elevator before stepping on. These are just small acts of etiquette, and they matter. I've caught myself rushing past people, ignoring basic courtesy, and it's not just rude, it's unchristian. Scripture reminds us all things must be done properly and in an orderly manner. Yet today, some are more comfortable behind a keyboard than in a conversation. We've traded face-to-face connection for posts and emojis. Etiquette isn't outdated, it's essential. Talking on the phone while someone serving you, airing personal drama on social media, or filming every moment instead of living it. Guilty, but I'm learning to be present, not just recorded. Let's bring back grace one moment at a time. Scripture says death and life are in the power of the tongue. That's in Proverbs. So my coach's question is this: what etiquette skills do you need to adopt? This has been an Epiphany Insight. I'm Vanessa Denha-Garmo, communications evangelist.
The 2026 Spring Share-a-thon is right around the corner, and our theme is the Great Reset of 26, resetting our minds in the heart of Christ. Starting Monday, March 23rd through Friday, March 27th, we'll be on the air asking for your financial support. We humbly ask that you call in at that time to make your one-time donation or monthly pledge of support. We're grateful for your generosity and pray the Lord abundantly blesses you. And welcome back, everyone. We're so happy you're tuning in. I've got Father Will Combs from St. Mary Magdalene here, as well as Romeo, Antonio, Marcelino. Thank you guys for being here. St. Mary Magdalene, we're talking about the 300 Men's March, and that's coming up Saturday, May 9th. And you're going to want to go into stmarymagdalenesa.org. You can find out more information, register for the march. And, you know, we're having great conversation both about the march and about ministries at St. Mary Magdalene, and also, most importantly, Lent. Yes. And, you know, but I want to do the Lent thing. I want to come back to Lent. Yes. You know, what else should we be doing? But, you know, when we talk about this 300 men's march, what are we marching against, Father?
Right, and what are we marching for? You know,
and so what are we marching for?
We got 2 feet, so it's definitely what we're against and what we're for. And again, that goes back to baptism, what we renounce and what we believe. You know, so we renounce, right, the whole culture of death. That's what we're marching against. And the fruit of this whole tree of death, which comes from the flesh, the world, and the devil. You know, the fruits of the flesh is adultery. And there's so many forms of adultery, especially pornography, you know. Even with our hearts, we can lust after, okay, well, that's adultery. And it just destroys families, right? Yeah. The world and the fruit of the world is addiction. That's the second A. So this is triple A, where we're against adultery and addiction, you know? Yeah. And the addiction is that, yeah, you have to produce and perform to make money, to spend money. And so we just have this love of money and we get addicted to all kinds of things that make us happy. They really make us miserable, right? And it's this addiction. Right. We're so addicted. We're slaves to so many things. That's the world. Then finally, the devil. Which is again, just full of lies that I am my own God. Therefore, I can create my own reality. And therefore, this other life is a threat to me. So abortion, we're against abortion, you know, which is against life. And so we're marching against adultery, addiction, and abortion. And we need everyone's help because these are major demons, right? But the battle belongs to the Lord. So what are we marching for? Well, we're marching for the word of God. Right. We overcome the flesh and adultery by obeying the word of God, right? And the word of God calls us in that virtuous purity, right? We become pure by obeying the word of God. And we overcome the world. We overcome addiction with worship of God. That's the second W. So it's triple W. We need the word of God. We need the worship of God. Yeah. We need and really the virtue is perseverance, to persevere. It can be severe to just participate in the sacrifice of holy worship, the worship of God. And then finally, right, we overcome the devil with the works of God, doing the works of mercy, right. You know, and that's becoming instruments of peace, overcoming war with peace. And so, yeah, we really need every man's feet, you know, to march against, again, it's adultery, addiction, and abortion, and marching for the word of God, worship of God, and the works of God. You know, and yeah, the battle belongs to the Lord. We're victorious. The culture of life is the beginning of the kingdom that's coming. The kingdom culture of life and love. And you're part of it. You're part of the good news. The God is raising up his army, and we need all the soldiers of life, of love, the truth that sets the captives free. Right. And so this Lenten season is, yeah, we're focusing on, especially on the worship of God. That true worship, I mean, that was the reading for this past Sunday, right? That that God the Father is seeking true worshipers. And true worshipers worship the Father in spirit and truth. Well, okay, the Father and the Spirit, and Jesus is the truth. So the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are true worshipers. Right. And true worship demands good stewardship, that we be good stewards, good managers, with good discipline of our time, talent, and treasure, that we're giving God our best, not our leftovers, but the first fruits. So the first fruits of our time, the first fruits of our talents, and the first fruits of our treasure. So, you know, the collection called tithing, it's part of our worship. And we pray at every Mass, pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice, my worship be acceptable and pleasing to God our Father. And we really have to pray, because we're part of the sacrifice. We're part of this offering of Jesus, not just the head, but the whole body, the church, being offered to our Father. May it be pleasing to him that he answered this offering with an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, an outpouring of blessings. We can never be more generous than God. This is the good news of Lent. The more we give up, the more God will give into us his Holy Spirit.
You know? Toya, our founder, always says, you can't outgive God.
Yeah, that's right. And the more we, you know, can't. And the more we empty ourselves, the more we can be filled. You know, the more hungry we are, the more we can eat. The more thirsty we are, the more we can drink. Right. And so how can we renounce more so we can believe more? And so this is the good news of death and resurrection. You know, the more that we're willing to put to death the flesh, the world, and the devil, the stinky thinking, the hardened heart, and the fallen flesh, the more we're willing to die to the old man, the more we can rise. It's Christ who makes all things new. We're a new creation in Christ. The kingdom is coming, and he wants the kingdom to come through you and me, and he's waiting for our yes, our amen. Let it be so. That's why we really need to march through Lent and really rejoice in fasting. The fast leads to the feast, the great banquet, you know? And it's so good. But that being said, we do have some bad news for you. So Romeo,
what is that?
We got some bad news. Romeo is now going to share with you. Unfortunately, we're not going to be serving at the men's march this year.
We're going to be serving enchiladas.
Oh, I'll bet you those are going to be the best.
Be yummy. Yes.
Well, the fideo loco was out of this world. Yes, I'm sure the enchiladas are good. And everything y'all do is homemade. Is homemade.
It's homemade. Yes. So, and speaking of St. Francis of Assisi, one of my favorite lines from him is, "Preach the gospel, and if necessary, use words." And that's what we should be doing. We should be doing our actions, especially during Lent, and not only during Lent, but all our lives, really, not just those 40 days, but all the time. Fasting, prayer, and almsgiving. In so many ways we can do that, visiting the poor, you know, listening to someone, adoration, you know. It's a time for us to be talking to our Lord.
Yeah.
And what better way than by the actions that by serving him.
Did y'all just build an adoration chapel?
We are in the process. That's the good news. We're about a month away from it being completed.
I saw that on Facebook. You see how media, you know, get the word out. Because I saw that and I was like, what a beautiful, beautiful thing to do.
Yeah, thank God. Yeah,
how's that coming along?
It's coming along real well. Yeah, we're just waiting for the final bricks to arrive. So the final, you know, facet will be built on the outside, and we're starting to prepare the inside. And so, yeah, we're praying for 24/7. I mean, that's what we owe God.
Perpetual,
you know?
Yes.
And that's what we owe him. We owe him everything. You know, the more we give, the more he has for us. Yeah. So, yeah, we'd love for everyone to come to our adoration chapel once it's built.
And when do you think that's going to finish?
God willing, we're hoping for April. Fortunately, thanks be to God, Archbishop Gustavo said yes to come to our parish on May 3rd. That's Sunday, the 2:30 Mass. Everyone's welcome to come to the 2:30 Mass. And afterwards, he'll be blessing. And it's going to be, we're calling it the San Jose Chapel, because it was St. Joseph who really established the first chapel of adoration called the Manger of Bethlehem. You know, that's the first adoration chapel. So, okay, in honor of St. Joseph, you know, May 1st is St. Joseph. So hopefully by May 1st.
Like Mary was the first Ark of the Covenant.
And that's right. That's right. Yeah, and her perfect fiat. Let it be so. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that is beautiful. Yeah, that is beautiful. Well, I hope to be there too when y'all
great
on that well, Sunday. Please, so that would be wonderful. Awesome. Yes. But that is some great news. That Romeo, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but let's keep you going. Go ahead.
Well, just on a reminder about the 300 Men's March.
Yes.
You know, once that is over Saturday, I want the men to go march home and pray the rosary with their families, with their kids, whether they it be fathers or uncles or cousins, but march home and pray the rosary every day. Yeah. You know, it's a beautiful prayer for families to learn the Our Father, the Hail Mary, it's a giving and a receiving prayer at the same time. So. Right. It builds up our faith and it builds up our families.
Yeah,
you know, praying together, and Father always says unity in prayer, mm-hmm. and so that's the best thing to do. So and
I love it.
Beautiful, well said. Yeah, if I can add to what you're saying, the giving and the receiving is just talking to God, but obviously listening to God. You know, again, going back to Lent, the whole idea is you know, the Lord says in Hosea, "I will allure my beloved out into the desert and speak tenderly to her heart." The rosary is a wonderful way to listen to God.
Right.
You know, we get so distracted. There's noise pollution everywhere. And, you know, just to go into the desert, set apart, you know, isolate, set apart from the world and to listen to God. So I, you know, what's so beautiful about silence is listening. And God has a lot of great things to tell us. But who's listening? So we really need that. In that sense, we need a perpetual Lent, a perpetually going into the desert, retreating, you know, that God can speak tenderly to our hearts. He really loves you. You know, he really loves us. I mean, he's madly in love with all of us, with each of us. We're all unique, you know?
Right.
I mean, it reminds me of St. Carlos Acutis, who says, everyone's born unique, but unfortunately there are some, or perhaps many, that die as a photocopy. You know,
that's sad.
You know, it's just easy just to put on all the labels and all the masks of the world because we're so afraid to be rejected. We're so afraid to be ourselves.
Right.
You know, here's Jesus. He comes to set us free. And that's what the rosary is all about. We're praying to daddy and mommy. We're praying the Our Father. And then we're praying to mommy, Mary, our blessed mother. And she's giving us the fruit of her womb.
Right.
So the fruit of our father and our mother is Jesus. It's all about Jesus. He's the source, the summit, and the center, you know, the Eucharist. And there it is. We're walking with Jesus. We're marching with Jesus.
Sure.
His birth, life, death, and resurrection. So amen to what you said, Romeo. But, you know, marching together and then march home, you know. Yeah. And then the church begins at home. I mean, the first 30 years of Jesus' life was at home, the domestic church. And the family that prays together stays together. You know, and a world at prayer is a world at peace. You know, that's you know, servant of God or it might be blessed Patrick. You know, who, with the rosary marches that he would have throughout the world. You know, so we really need them.
And you know, the other thing about adoration, we're talking about your new chapel that you're building.
Yes.
Before I went, to my Acts retreat in 2009. I was going through tough times, 2006, 2007, 2008. And I started going to what I didn't even know was adoration.
Yes.
I was going to pray at the grotto.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, and they have perpetual there. I believe it's perpetual. And
at least in the daytime,
the monstrance is out. And I knew it was my, I can go there.
Yes.
And I was going there almost every day. Mm-hmm. And then when I went to Acts, I found out what I was doing, adoration. I was adoring our Lord, and I was like, I was doing that without knowing what adoration really was. Yeah. And when I found out, what a joy. I was like, oh my goodness, he had me doing that without me knowing it.
Gordy, I don't think any of us fully know what adoration is. I mean, because it's God.
Yeah.
and there's always more and more and more and more and more. And so, are we willing, like little children, to receive more? Unless you change and become little like a child, you know, you can never enter the kingdom of God. So when we have open ears, open hearts, you know, open minds and lives, and let God be God.
Right.
He's got such wonderful gifts of love. Let God love you.
You know what? Speaking of adoration, we're coming to the end of the hour. Can you take us out in prayer, Father?
I'd be happy to. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And Heavenly Father, we thank you for this hour that you have made, for your glory, for the holiness of the church and the salvation of souls. So we pray for all our listeners, that you abundantly bless them and through them bless their families, all their loved ones, that indeed your kingdom, your divine will be done in us and with us and through us, that indeed the good news triumph over any evil that we're going through. And we thank you, God, that you have the power to make everything in our lives work for good. To that end, may Almighty God bless you and keep you and let his face shine brightly upon you, that you can be as he is, light for the world. And I bless you all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father Will Combs, St. Mary Magdalene. I want to thank Romeo for coming on the show, Antonio for putting all this together, and Marcelino for coming in and sharing with us your reversion. That was beautiful. The 300 Men's March. I want to remind everybody, Father Will is going to do a PSA that we're going to record right now after the hour here. And we're going to be running that. But for more information on the 300 Men's March, you want to go to stmarymagdalenesa.org. Magdalene, if you don't know how to spell it, it's 1L, MAGDALENESA.org, stmarymagdalenesa.org. There you're going to find information about the march, the mass at 8 a.m., the Divine Mercy at 9 a.m., the Rosary at 10, and of course, some talks at 10:30 and some fellowship at 11, and it's going to be great. Marcelino says they're serving enchiladas, so you definitely want to be there for that. Guys, thank you. Father, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Gordy.
Thank you, guys, and you know,
thank you, Gordon.
You got it. All the blessings of St. Mary Magdalene, and I want to keep up with that Adoration Chapel. That's beautiful.
Please,
so,
please, thank you,
everybody out there listening. Keep keep listening and visit our platform, our digital platform, Facebook, Twitter, okay, YouTube. Love you guys. Take care. Have a great week.
God is good
all the time.
Faith, hope, charity. This is the Guadalupe Radio Network. Radio for your soul.
The Charismatic Renewal Center's yearly youth explosion is on its way. This will take place on March 21st at St. Paul's Community Center. 13 years of age and up are so very welcome. Tickets are $25 and includes lunch and dinner. For more information and to learn how to register, call Bobby Sanchez at 210-382-6605 or visit yscsanantonio.org.
I wanted to look more into some of the questions. What about purgatory? What about Mary? What about the saints? I, of course, came across Catholic Answers. I was like, well, how can I listen to them? Like, I know they're online, but I mean, that's kind of annoying. Like, I want to just get in my car and listen to them. Like, oh, there's Catholic radio. And I wanted to learn more. I was like, I can't be in like a catechism class every hour of the day. Like, be in the car, have it on radio, listen to things, and start learning more about the faith. It worked, and I'm Catholic now.
The Guadalupe Radio Network. Radio for your soul.
G.K. Chesterton says that the real trouble with this world of ours is not that it is unreasonable, nor even that it is reasonable. The real trouble is that it's nearly reasonable, but not quite. Its exactitude is obvious, but its inexactitude is hidden. Only in the Christian explanation of the world do we find all the logical truths, but also all the illogical truths. Only Christianity expects the unexpected. Whenever there's something odd in Christian theology, there's something odd about the world. Christianity may be complicated, but so is the riddle of life. A key and a lock are both complex, and if a key fits the lock, you know that it's the right key.
Spend more time with the Apostle of Common Sense. Visit Chesterton.org for more information.
There was no single event. It was more gradual. You know, eventually you just don't go one Sunday, and then you don't go two Sundays in a row. Then went through a divorce and ended up being a single parent. If I didn't have church or God, I would be back at that lonely stage, that trouble stage. Whenever you get anxious and worry about things, you just know that Jesus has it under control.
you've been away from the Catholic Church for any reason, visit CatholicsComeHome.org.
Thanks for listening to KJMA 89.7 Floresville, San Antonio on the Guadalupe Radio Network in South Texas. Catholic radio for your soul. Catholic radio for your soul. Heard also streaming on grnonline.com and on your smartphone.